Aloha and welcome to our October update. The September median price for single-family homes was $1,155,000, 3.8% higher than September 2024. And for condos was $508,750, 1.7% lower than September 24. Demand for single-family homes in the form of sales was surprisingly strong, 27.2% higher than in September 2024, and condos grew 11.5% compared to September 2024. The number of homes available for sale continues to climb. There are 5.7% more available single-family homes and 23.1% more condos for sale compared to this time last year. So there are 3.4 months of single-family home inventory and 6.2 months of condo inventory. The University of Hawaii Research Organization, UHERO, gave a grim forecast for the Hawaii economy for the next year, predicting a mild recession due to Hawaii's exposure to economic forces outside of the state. Here are their four comments. Canada, a significant source of visitor income, has fallen into a recession. Visitor numbers from Canada have fallen 8% compared to 2024. Other key international markets are struggling, resulting in declining tourism demand. UHERO expects visitors' numbers to drop by 5% by the middle of 2026 and real spending declines exceeding $600 million. Hawaii has already lost 1,200 jobs, and deferred resignations became effective at the end of September. More job losses could occur if a government shutdown occurs and the federal government terminates more positions. And finally, tariffs are expected to boost inflation, increasing annual household costs by $1,400 per year. UHERO warns Hawaii's recession could become more severe if the U.S. economy falls into recession. Hawaii economists currently see higher downside risks than any upside opportunity. A soft summer season has prompted job cuts and reduced hours for Hawaii workers dependent on tourism. A hospitality consultant stated, quote, "July and August, which are traditionally our best months of year for occupancy, ended up being way below expectations. We keep reforecasting. Our advanced booking pace is bad, and we have the Hawaii Convention Center closure for repairs weighing on us over the next 2 years. I think we'll see a small number of layoffs, and I'm especially concerned about the small mom and pop." End quote. The state's $2 per hour boost to Hawaii's minimum wage from $14 per hour to $16 per hour this January is adding to local business woes and prompting the Polynesian Cultural Center to lay off between 15 and 25 workers. The center employs 800 part-time Brigham Young University Hawaii students, and the center estimates it will cost $2 million more in student labor costs. Those who take basic economics are taught that when you raise the price of something, you get less of it. Once again, we learn fewer jobs exist when the state raises the minimum wage. The Aloha Stadium Authority Board signed two contracts with the private partnership group Aloha Halawa District Partners, AHDP, authorizing the demolition of Aloha Stadium and design, construction, operation, and maintenance of the new stadium and surrounding 73 acres. State taxpayers are on the hook for $350 million, and the rest will theoretically be funded by AHDP's operation. AHDP has scheduled demolition to start in November and be completed by June 2026. Hawaii lawmakers passed a bill signed into law creating a task force to simplify the building permit process. The task force spent the first 5 hours trying to understand a process a building permit goes through and the agencies involved in reviewing and approving the permits. Department of Planning and Permitting Director Don Apuna shared staffing shortages are a major contributor due to poor pay packages, yet she is still blaming poor submitted packages for the delays. Instead of offering better pay, the DPP waits for job applicants to accept a substandard wage compared to their peers in the private sector or federal government. The State Historic Preservation Division, one source of delays due to insufficient staffing, has not even started recruiting additional staff authorized by the legislator in 2022 due to the state's unwieldy bureaucracy. The director of the Grassroot Institute of Hawaii hit the nail on the head in commenting, quote, "It might be possible to reduce permitting delays with more staff and better software, but ultimately, only reform of the permitting regulations themselves will make lasting inroads into resolving our housing crisis," end quote. Citizens should not expect immediate relief since the task force of 34 people is expected to take 2 years to complete their work, which only makes recommendations and is not authorized to implement any changes. The State Hawaii Housing Finance and Development Corporation, HHFDC, wants to double down on a bad mortgage for the Block 803 Maimanu, an affordable housing project in Kaka'ako, by purchasing some condos that the developer has been unable to sell for 4 years and pay off a senior $5.8 million loan with proceeds. The developer gives a litany of excuses why 31% of the condos remain unsold after 4 years, but potential qualified buyers have already spoken. The developer designed condos that most people do not want at the current asking prices. According to the Honolulu Star Advertiser, the developer is asking $276,102 for a studio with no parking and limited amenities. The, quote, low-cost, end quote, housing comes with restrictions limiting an owner to enjoy the fruits of their investment when it comes time to sell and move. A remodeled one-bedroom condo in the adjacent neighborhood, Waikiki, with one assigned parking, rooftop swimming pool, and exercise room recently sold for $285,000. The city and its developers still have not figured out the definition of affordability. Fortunately, the private sector can adjust. The Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation, HART, turned over the second phase of the rail project to Honolulu's Department of Transportation on October 1st after Hitachi Rail Hawaii successfully completed testing of the driverless train system on September 13th. The second segment of the rail system will start operations on October 16th. Passengers will be able to transit from Kapolei to Joint Base Pearl Harbor, Hickam, Daniel K. International Airport, and the Kalihi Transit Center. Pacific Historic Parks, a nonprofit organization who partners with the National Park Service, is paying for the operating costs for Pearl Harbor National Memorial and the USS Arizona Memorial during the federal government shutdown. All four historic sites, the Pearl Harbor National Memorial, Battleship Missouri Memorial, Pearl Harbor Aviation Museum, and Pacific Fleet Submarine Museum, will continue operating at normal hours. the University of Hawaii, UH, reported a 2% increase in enrollment compared to 2024, a rare bright spot for the state. UH reported gains at its flagship Manoa campus, its West Oahu and Hilo campuses, and across its community colleges. The administration seeks to build on its early admit program that allows high school students to earn college credit and is investing in predictive technology to identify students at risk of dropping out and proactively help students to improve retention. Hawaiian Airlines has partnered with Honolulu Community College to offer an aeronautics maintenance program to train students for airline maintenance technician positions as Hawaiian Airlines and the industry faces personnel shortages as many veteran technicians retire. Students can earn stipends, exam fee reimbursements, mentorships with Hawaiian mechanics, and a conditional job offer at Hawaiian Airlines. Honolulu is the second largest hub in the Alaskan Hawaiian network, and successfully training and hiring new generation of mechanics is critical to the continued success of the merger. Hawaiian Airlines and Alaskan Airlines have completed their combined rewards program named Atmos. For those, like Tim, who did not link their Hawaiian Miles rewards program with Alaskan Airlines mileage plan prior to September 25th, may log in into Atmos using their existing Hawaiian Miles login and password to obtain their Atmos rewards number. You will need the rewards number to log into the Hawaiian app on your smartphone to pull up your currently booked trips and check into your flight at the appropriate time. Tracy observed Tim struggling with his phone to get everything set up and commented he had a long time before the trip, 18 days. Tim's response was that there would have been a lot of swearing involved if he tried to do it at the last minute. Tim recommends taking the time to download all three apps, Hawaiian, Alaskan, and Atmos, and set up the logins before it becomes a crisis. It's not as intuitive as you would hope. 2 days later, after Tim struggled to set up his Atmos account, Christine Donley, the Kokua Line journalist for the Honolulu Star-Advertiser, wrote a column helping those with both Hawaiian and Alaskan frequent flyer miles who failed to merge their accounts prior to September 25th and ended up with the two Atmos accounts, one for each program. Those people must log into the account they want to keep and then use the, quote, merge your Atmos accounts, end quote, feature. Alaskan's customer care desk has been flooded with calls since the change, with customer wait times up to 3.5 hours. Amazon has added an additional flight to Oahu later in the day to provide next-day delivery to customers that need it. Amazon opened its 595,000-square-foot warehouse last year and receives all of its merchandise by air transport before 500 warehouse employees sort the packages and hand them over 6 small businesses who operate over 200 routes for final delivery. Over 28,000 music fans packed the Shell and the surrounding area in Kapi'olani Park on September 13th to listen to music from the iconic local musicians in honor of George Fiji Viscoso, who passed away in July. The event was the biggest one-day concert in Waikiki Shell's history. Henry Kapono, Kapena co-founder, Kelly Boy de Lima, Sean Na'aoa, and many others sang to honor Fiji. Fiji won Male Vocalist of the Year at the 1998 Nahoku Hanohano Awards and earned a Grammy nomination for Best Reggae Album in 2002. Maui cannot seem to catch a break, as drought was a major contributor to the cancellation of the Professional Golf Association's first tour of the season, the Century, in January 2026. The tournament field consists of the top 50 players from previous year's FedEx Cup standings. Kapalua's plantation course was recently closed in hopes of rehabilitating the course in time for next year's event, but the PGA was forced to act. The golf tournament contributes an estimated $50 million annually to Maui's economy. A lawsuit between Maui Land and Pineapple MLP, the owner of the Kapalua Plantation Course and Bay Course, three homeowners associations, and a Maui farm highlights Maui's difficulty in maintaining its infrastructure during storms and declining agricultural production. MLP tried to impose a 400% rate hike for non-potable water to offset costs associated with maintaining the Hano Kohau ditch systems, which diverts water from the Hano Kohau stream to drier land in West Maui. MLP developed the system of tunnels, gates, and reservoirs over 100 years ago and failed to repair the system from damage suffered during Hurricane Lane in 2018. MLP has been trying to pay off an unsustainable amount of debt and has been selling assets and leasing farmland in the wake of downturns in the real estate market and tourism. Organized tours of Kalaupapa, the isolated Molokai Peninsula, where over 8,000 Hansen's disease patients, previously known as leprosy, were isolated and cared for from 1886 until 1969, when Hawaii's isolation policy was abolished. Hansen's disease is easily curable today. Six patients ranging in age from 84 to 101 remain alive, with three of which still alive at Kalaupapa, with the others having moved to Oahu. The National Park Service has certified Kalaupapa Saints Tour to offer full-day tours which depart from Honolulu on Mokulele Airlines and return to Honolulu the same day. Kapalua Saints Tour has sold out its 10 tours with 8 visitors in each tour in 2025. The State Department of Health has currently capped the number of permitted daily visitors to 100 people per day. Thank you again for listening to our update, and we hope to have you back next month. Aloha.